Current brachas on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis quotes Machlokes Amoraim as to what a person is supposed to do if he has Psisin and Shleimin. Let's say he has bread that's Shalem, he has a full challah roll, and he has Psisin, he has pieces as well. So which one should he make the bracha on? So Rashi explains, we're talking about that the Psisin are Gedolim. So you have a Shalem and you have a Godol. So the Shaila is, what's more Choshev for the Birchas HaMotzi? So after a little give and take in the Gemara concludes, HaKol Modim B'Pesach Sheminiach Prusa B'Soch Shleimu Botzeim. My time of Lechem Onikzit. Everyone agrees on the night of the Seder, on Pesach, that you put the Prusa B'Soch HaShleimu U'Botzeim, that you make a bracha on the Prusa. Because the Pasuk says, Lechem Oni. Shivas Yam Tochal Olav Matzos Lechem Oni. So Lechem Oni tells me, as the Gemara says in Psachim, Adaka Shaloni Befusa Avkan Befusa, one of the drushes of Lechem Oni is Oniksiv, it's written without a Vav. So from that we learn, Madaka Shaloni Befusa, there's an Inyan that the Matzah is supposed to be a Prusa. So therefore the Broch is supposed to be recited on the Prusa. That's what the Gemara says. The question is, which Broch is the Gemara talking about? The Broch Alachilas Matzah, the Birchas HaMitzvah, obviously is going to be recited on the Prusa. If the din of Lechem Oni teaches me that that's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, so the bracha l'achilas matzah clearly has to be recited on the prusa. So the question is the birchas hamotzi recited on the prusa as well on the Seder night, or should we say that the point of the Gemara is just to tell us that there is a bracha on the prusa on the Seder night, but the birchas hamotzi is still on the shleim? So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. Tosfos there on Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Dura Maschil Makol. Tosis writes, "Hakol modem pesach sheminiach haprusa b'zoch hashleima botzei matam lechem oni ksiv, mishum dechsiv lechem oni meniach haprusa tachas hashleima v'nira kibotzei ala prusa." You put the prusa underneath the shleima; it looks like you botzei on the prusa, but really you're being botzei on the shleima. Mikomakom ein levtzua ki im ala shleima v'ala prusa yevarech ala chilas matza. What's he saying? He's saying you make the birchas hamotzi on the shleima. You botzeya from the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shleima. Then you make the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah, l'achilas matzah on the Prusa. V'korchem v'ochlem mishteyem yachah k'dei she'enirek botzeya al ha'prusa. V'chein ha'minit. Says Tosfos, each bracha is recited on a different matzah. You make the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shleima, the bracha l'achilas matzah on the Prusa. And that's what the Gemara means, that On the Seder night, you're going to make the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa because of lechem oni, but the birchas hamotzi you're not going to make on the prusa. You're going to make that on the shleima. And Tosfos says that's the minik. That's what people do. That's the common minik, to make one bracha on the shleima and the other bracha on the prusa. This is what Tosfos in Psachim quotes from the Ri at the end of the Tosfos, the end of the Dibur Maschil and Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos writes, that's what people do. That's the minute. The Ri said, make the amotzi on the shleima, the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa, and then you botzeh from both of them. It's interesting because that's not what the Ri. That's not how Tosfos and Brachos quotes the Ri, but that's the version of the Ri, that you make one bracha on each matzah. This is the first shita. That when the Gemara says that meniach prusa b'socha shleima botzeya, it's not saying that you only make a bracha on the prusa, that you make even the birchas hamotzi on the prusa. No, you make the birchas hamotzi on the shleima. Birchas hamitzvah l'achilas matzah, that's what you make on the prusa. But then Tosfos in Brachos quotes another shita. Rabbeinu Menachem mivina ayirogel asos hakol ala prusa. Bein hashleima bo ki im b'shvil lechem mishnah. Rabbeinu Menachem felt that even the birchas hamotzi should be recited on the prusa. Both brachas are recited on the prusa, he said. So what do you have the shleima for bichlal? Just have a prusa, do your yachatz, and then you'll have the prusa, and you make all the brachas on the prusa. He says, no, you need the shleima for lechem mishta. The shleima is for lechem mishta, but the brachas are recited on the prusa, Rabbeinu Menachem holds. And then the Ri has a third and final shita. V'hari ha'yaragel levar etchila brachas hamotzi al shteyen kodem sheyivtze, v'achach mevarech halachilas matzah, the Ri made both brachas on both matzahs. He didn't make one on each. He didn't make both brachas on the prusa, but rather he made both brachas on both matzahs. Okay, this is different than the Ri quoted by Tosfos in Psach. Okay, these are the three shitas that Tosfos quotes. So let's try to analyze these three shitas. What's the basis of these different opinions? One opinion, the minig is to make the hamotzi on the shleima and the bracha lechilas matzah on the prusa. Rabbi Menachem Mivina felt you should make both of them on the prusa. And the Ri, who says make both of them on both matzahs. The version of the Ri that follows in brachas quotes. Right? To make both brachas on both the shleima and the prusa. The Tosus already explains why the minig is to make one bracha on each and not both on the prusa. What's the reason? So he says, because if you were to make the bracha, the birchas hamotzi, and the bracha lekilas matzah on the prusa, the havi ka'osa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. He says, that would be like doing mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, doing mitzvahs in bunches. We don't do mitzvahs in bunches. What is he referring to? So the Gemara in Pesachim on Kuf Beis gives an example of this. What happens if a person is eating Erev Shabbos, eating a Suda Erev Shabbos, and then Kidei Sholov Hayom, it comes Shabbos, very mud nizah. I mean, who does that? You eat a Suda Erev Shabbos, a Fleishig a Suda Erev Shabbos, and then Shabbos comes in. So some of you might know this from Purim, right? Purim, if Purim falls out, Erev Shabbos, so some have this minute of Puris Mako Makadish, right? They eat a Suda, and then as Shabbos comes in, they make Kiddush. It's a whole question how to do this right, but you know, it's different. So people like to do it because it's different. So that's the only time that we've heard of this. If not, it's a very sort of a strange circumstance. So the Gemara in Pesachim on Kuf Beis and Aleph, Motzei Machlokes Tanoim, how to do this. How exactly do you make Kiddush? Do you make Kiddush in the middle of the meal before the Birchas Hamazon? Do you make Kiddush after the Birchas Hamazon? So let's just simplify. Rabbi Yossi says that you make Kiddush after the Birchas Hamazon. And pick it up from Kuf Beis and Beis. The Gemara says, Gomro, Kos Rishon Varech Lo Birchas Hamazon, Asheni Omer Lo Kedushas Hayom. Okay, so you make Kiddush after Birchas Hamazon. But from the Lashon of the Brice, it sounds like you have one Kos for Birchas Hamazon and one Kos for Kiddush. Why two Koses? Just have one Kos for both. Say Birchas Hamazon on the Kos, and then before you drink from the Kos, just make Kiddush on the Zelba Kos, the same Kos. So why do we say each bracha on a different Kos? So comes the Gemara and says, no. Ein omim shtei kedushas al Kos echa levisha'ein osim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't recite two brachas. Two birchas hamitzvah, if I call it birchas hamitzvah. Benching is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is a bracha. It's a little bit of a borrowed phrase, but we don't say two brachas. Two brachas that are associated with two different mitzvahs. We don't do that on one coast. Why not? It says the Rashbam, d'mechsi alei kemasu. It looks like a burden. But you're trying to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, right? Right? You're trying to do two mitzvahs with one coast. Give each mitzvah a separate kos. Give a chashivas to every mitzvah. What do you mean? One kos for two mitzvahs? Give a chashivas for each mitzvah. Ain't no some mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas. Ain't no some mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas. Two different mitzvahs. We don't do two different mitzvahs with one kos. The Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara, I didn't give it to you in the Maamar Makomos, but the Hemshech of the Gemara asked that, you know, the fact is we do sometimes recite two brachas that are associated with a mitzvah on one coast. There's one celebrated case of that. Does anyone know where? When?
Yeah, Abdullah. Yeah.
Exactly. If Yom Tov falls out Matzah Shabbos, what's that called? Yaknahaz. Yayin Kiddush Ner Abdullah's man, right? We make Kiddush and Abdullah on the same coast. Right? Make Kiddush and Abdullah on the same coast. Isn't that Chavilas Chavilas? So comes the Gemara and says, no, it's not. Because it's only Chavilas Chavilas if you're doing two different types of mitzvahs on one coast. Two brachas that are associated with two different mitzvahs. Brichas Hamazon and Kiddush have nothing to do with each other. Havdalah and Kiddush, it's really Chodah Milsehi. Tamavda ben Kodesh Lechol, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mekadesh ben Kodesh Lechol, ben Kodesh Lechol. It's the same idea, right? Shabbos is special, it's different than the week, right? The week is different than Shabbos. It's really the Zel Bazach, it's Chodah Milsehi. So because it's Chodah Milsi, that's not in Osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, that's mitzvah achas with one kos, right? It might be two brachas, but it's one mitzvah. So if it's one mitzvah, that's not in Osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. This is what the Gemara says. So comes Tosis and Brachas and Lametes and Beis and says, you know what the minig is? The minig is we make the Birchas Hamotzi on the Shleima, the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. Don't make both on the Prusa. You know why? Because Einos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. These are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Hamotzi, there's a Bracha of Hamotzi, if you will, a Bracha L'Achilas Matzah, Einos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So that's why the minig, the re-entosis in Psachim, the minig is you make a separate Bracha on each one of the matzahs. This is how Tosis and Brachas explains the Shiva. That's their approach. It's a problem of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So why does Rabbeinu Menachem Ivina disagree? Why does he say that you can make both Brachas on the Prusa? He knew the Gemara in Psachim. No, he knew Kuv Beis. He knew Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So why does he say make both Hamotzi and the Bracha Alechilas Matz on the Prusa? So the simple answer is what Tosis continues, right? Tosis Venira Li. Tosa says, maybe there's no problem of chavilas chavilas over here. This is not two mitzvahs, two birchas ha-mitzvah, brachas associated with a mitzvah with one kos. Because this is a birchas ha-nenin. Hamotzi is not a birchas ha-mitzvah, it's a birchas ha-nenin. To do birchas ha-mozen and kiddush on one kos, that's mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Those are two mitzvahs. Right? Two mitzvahs. Neither one is a birchas ha-mitzvah. What we would call birchas ha-mitzvah. Shekeshanu, mitzvos, vitzivonu, al, whatever, lit. Right? Kiddush is not a birchas ha-mitzvah in the classical sense. It's a bracha that's kol kulo mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the form of a bracha. Birchas ha-mitzvah also is a mitzvah in the form of a bracha. It's a mitzvah to bench. It's not what we would call a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a misnomer, but there's no better way to put it.
It's a mitzvah's bracha.
Mitzvah's bracha. Very good. Right. It's a mitzvah that's kol kulo bracha. So the problem of Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is if you're going to make a bracha on a mitzvah, associated with a mitzvah, two different mitzvahs with the same kos, so comes Tos and says, but this is not a problem of Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. What are you doing? You're making taka a birchas ha-mitzvah, a bracha l'achilas matzah. That's a birchas ha-mitzvah in the classical sense. Hamotzi? Hamotzi is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. That's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas ha-nenin. You make that every Monday and Thursday too. Right? It's a Birchas HaNenin like any other day. Okay, it happens to be the night of the Seder. Fine, okay. But it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. If it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, says Tosfos, there's no din of Chavilas Chavilas. There's no din of Chavilas Chavilas. And he goes even further. He says, now bring your raya, that by Birchas HaNenin there's no Chavilas Chavilas. There's a raya. It's a raya, he says. Duha HaKiddush Mevarchem Kiddush HaBirchas HaYayin. Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, we say a brach of Kiddush, but it's preceded by a Piyan Kofin, right? It's preceded by a Birchas HaNenin. No one asks, they know some mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. What, every time we make Kiddush, the problem of Chavilas, Chavilas, give out. Right? So it says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Menachem Ivin is right, right? He's sitting pretty. Of course he can make Hamotzi and the Birchas HaMitzvah, L'Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. What's the problem? It's still a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah. There's no problem of Chavilas, Chavilas then. It's only a problem of Chavilas Chavilas if it's two Birchas HaMitzvah. But if it's a Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's not Chavilas Chavilas. V'haraya Kiddush! Every Kiddush is a Birchas HaNenin with a Birchas HaMitzvah. If Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas would apply in that case, then we've just destroyed every Kiddush. Right? How can we do that? We have a kasha on every Kiddush. How can you make the Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah? It's not two brachas on one kos. The answer is, that's not a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. So if it's not a problem in Kiddush, it's not a problem with Motzi Matzi. This is what Tosis wants to suggest. So, of course, the question is, so what was the Minig thinking? Right? Why is the Re in Tosis and Psachim holds that you make Hamotzi on the Shleima, not the Prusa. You make Hamotzi on the Shleima, not the Prusa. So we thought we had a great Svara for them. Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. But now, Tosis basically knocked that Svara out. He says Kiddush is the biggest raya that there's no din of Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas by Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. So what's the minig going to answer? What's the re going to answer? That's the minig. That's the minig. That means that's what people do. So if that's what people do, there has to be a logic to it. But it's a b'doch of Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. Isn't Kiddush the biggest raya that Chavilas Chavilas doesn't apply to Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah? So clearly the teretz has to be that Kiddush is different. Teretz has to be that Kiddush is somehow different, so you can't bring a raya from Kiddush. Rabbeinu Menachem Ivina would bring a raya from Kiddush, but apparently the minig, the re in Tosis and Psachim, has to say that Kiddush is no raya. Kiddush is no raya. Kiddush is no raya. Meaning there is a problem of chavilas, even by Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what the minhag has to say. There's a problem of chavilas, even then, yeah. Even if you do Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah one chavetz. And that's why you got to do the bracha lechilas matzah and the Birchas HaMotzi on two different chafots. So if that's the case, right, if it would be a problem of chavilas, how do we understand Kiddush? So the Netziv in his Agoda has a very beautiful Lomdisha answer. The Rav was very fond of the Netziv's Agoda. Yimrei Shefer, I think it was his favorite Agoda. Tzai in Halacha, Tzai in Machshava. He has a lot on Machshava of Pesach and the Seder and Agoda. And he also has Lomdisha pieces. The Rav was very enamored of the Netziv's Agoda. So the Netziv in Motzi Matzah. Motzi Matzah. You know, once you finish with all the nice Divrei Torah, sweet Divrei Torah, and you've danced Dayenu, and whatever, and everyone washed, and you're waiting for people to finish washing so you can start Motzi Matzah. But you pick up the Netziv's Haggadah, and you see a Lamdish piece. Don't read it, because you'll be Mesiach Das, right? You'll get so into the Lamdish that you're not going to be concentrating. But later, take a look at this piece. So he wants to suggest, no. He wants to say that the Birchas Hayayin of Kiddush is not a Birchas Hanenah. That's really the answer. A Birchas HaNenin and a Birchas HaMitzvah, those are two different brachas, two different types of bracha. There would be a problem of chavilas then. It's not just two different Birchas HaMitzvah, two different brachas and two different mitzvahs. No, even Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvah would also be a problem of chavilas. But Bar Pri HaGafen of Kiddush is not a Birchas HaNenin. Don't get me wrong here. It functions like a Birchas HaNenin. It's matter you to drink from the wine. You can drink from the wine by making the bracha. You make a bar pegov, and now you can drink from the wine. But fundamentally, it's not a birchas hanenin. It's really a birchas hashevach, thanking Hashem for the opportunity to say the bracha that you're about to say on Yayin. So it's really two brachas on one mitzvah. It's not mitzvahs chavilas, doing two different mitzvahs on one coast. No, it's one mitzvah, because it's really a mitzvah of kiddush. We're making Kiddush, Havdol, whatever it is, right? We say Bar Pi HaGafen before to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the opportunity we have. We're not just going to say a bracha of Kiddush, a bracha of Havdolah, a birchas Erisin, a birchas Nisuin, a bracha on Mila, right? Asher Kiddush Yedid Mi Beten, right? We make brachas on the after the Mila. We make a Bar Pi HaGafen before. It's not just those brachas. No, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yayin that gives a chashivas to the bracha. So it can function. Of course it functions as a Birchas HaNenin. It's Matir Shtia. But fundamentally, it's not just a Birchas HaNenin. It's really two brachas on one mitzvah. We view it, it's like a hybrid. It's like a composite of two brachas on one mitzvah. The Ikar bracha on the mitzvah, and then the Birchas HaShevach, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Yayin, to be Meshabeachim. To be Meshabeachim on the Mila, to be Meshabeachim on the marriage, on the Erisin, on the Nisuin, on the Kiddush, the Havdalah, etc., etc. So Kiddush is totally different. Kiddush could be different because it's only by Bar Pi HaGafen that we find that bracha could be a Birchas HaShevach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to say the other bracha of mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah, on Yai. But Hamotzi? I mean, bread is important, but Chashivus? Hamotzi is not a Chashivus. Right? I mean, I don't have to tell you this, right? So many people nowadays would rather not eat bread during the week, right? It's not a chashivas to eat bread. Okay, a suda. Yeah, suda, it's nice to have a suda with bread, right? But how many people wash at a chasen? Should wash at a chasen. But I don't think we'd say the chashivas of the suda is the bread. I think we'd have many other things in the suda or before the four shpais, right, in the smorgasbord. I don't think it's the bread, right? You know, the bread with the hamburger, you put the hamburger. Most people don't eat the bread. They're eating the other things, right? The pepper steak and the sushi and this, that. You know better than I do. I can't help. Right? That doesn't give the chashivas of a nice cup of wine. Oh, it does. That's a chashivas. So it's totally different. Hamotzi is not a Bar Pi HaGafen. Bar Pi HaGafen, that's a Birchas HaShevach, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to make a Birchas HaMitzvah, or a bracha that's kol kulo mitzvah, over wine. But we can't say Hamotzi is a Birchas HaShevach. So if Hamotzi is not a Birchas HaShevach, it turns out the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah and the Birchas Hamotzi, these are two types of Bracha. Hamotzi is only Birchas HaNeni. The Bracha L'Achilas Matzah is only Birchas HaMitzvah. See, two types of Bracha. On that, there'll be a problem if I know this. Okay, so there's no Raya from Kiddush. Rabbeinu Menachem Ivino would have us believe there's a Raya from Kiddush, that there's no problem with Chavilas Chilas by Birchas HaNeni and Birchas HaMitzvah. So Akhtan Etziv, name. Kiddush is different. Bar Pi Agafen is different. That's two brachas on one mitzvah. But Hamotzi is a real Birchas HaNeni. If it's a real Birchas HaNeni, then there would be a problem with Chavilas Chilas. Moshe.
Could you also say that you don't need wine for Kiddush. You can make Kiddush on bread. But for the mitzvah of Hatzah, you're making the bracha like mamish on the matzah, so maybe that's another reason why the minhag works and Rabbi Menachem's raya doesn't really quite work, because you can make kiddush on lechem. Like it's not like the kiddush fundamentally has to be on a halakafin, which is not the case with the matzah.
But why does that prevent chavilas? If you'd make it on pas, it would be a problem. It would sound like it would be a problem of chavilas. How taka can you make it on pas? It's a good kashin. Right? How can you make kiddush on bread? Shouldn't that be chavilas based on what I'm saying? It's good kasha, not for now. It's good kasha. Leave it. Leave it in your pocket. We'll think about it at the same time. Yes, Tuvi.
I see a Reduch HaDaraya from the Tziv, but the Svar is still standing. I mean, Professor Menon, you're not doing a mitzvah on the bread. Yeah, you're doing one mitzvah about Chiyas Masa, but Damosi still isn't a mitzvah. So why is this an issue of chavilas?
Because you're saying a different type of bracha. You're saying two different types of bracha. You're saying a brichas hanenin and a brichas hamitzvah on one chayfetz. That's the problem of chavilas.
But the chavilas is not two mitzvahs.
It's not a mitzvah to say a brichas hanenin? It's not a mitzvah? Everyone says it's a mitzvah, right? It's fei dinim in brichas hanenin, mitzvah isser. The question is what flows from the other. Right, we talked a little bit about this, right? But that's also a mitzvah to say a bracha before you're going to be nana. Asa lihanas min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's a mitzvah. So we talked. Machlok is Rashi and the Rashi and Demai. Okay, not for now. Whatever. Okay, it's also a mitzvah. Different type of mitzvah. But it's also a bracha. A bracha that's associated with a certain mitzvah. There's a beautiful raya. There are a number of rayas you can give to the Netziv's Yisod. But just to share with you one raya from the Seder night. We all know that there are dalit kosas that we drink on a Seder night. So let me ask you a question. Do you make a bar pi agafen for each kos or not? What's the answer to that question? Yes or no? Machlokas, excellent. Trick question, but you caught me. You got me. Machlokas. It's machlokas. Some say that you make a bracha on every kos, and some don't. And this is machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and the Ramo. You want to take a look. It's in a tough eye invalid in Orachai, Hilchos Pesach. This is on page 4. Shulchan Aruch says, Shosa kosheni ve'im mevarech alav v'lo bracha rishona v'lo bracha achrona. Bracha achrona. That's another shmuz, not for now. But says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't make a bracha rishona on the second coast? Psh, not in my Haggadah. But the Sfardim don't make a bracha on the second kos? Yes, no, maybe? Okay, we'll see. We'll see at your seder. Comes the Rama and says, Be'aminik ben Ashkenazim levarech bracha rishon al kol kos v'kos. Rama says, the minig of Ashkenazim is to make a bracha rishon on every kos. So where does this come from? Oh, it comes from Machlokas, the Sfardim, and the Ashkenazim. Machlokas, the riff and the rush, basically. Machlokas the Rif and the Rosh. What does the Rif say? The Rif on page 2. This is in Psachim on Chavdal and Amar Aleph and Dapi Arif. The Rif says, Ve'amri Ravuosa, Ravusa, great Chachamim say, Hol v'chol echad v'echad mitzvah b'fnei atzmahu, barachina bar pi agafen, akol kosu v'kosu. The great Chachamim paskin that you make a bracha al kol kosu v'kosu. Every kos, every one of the dalakosis you make a bar pi agafen for, says the Rif, b'shem the Rebbein, b'shem the older Rebbein. fact, the Rosh, I didn't give it to you, but the Rosh says, why? There's no Hesach Hadas between the first coast and the second coast. You're all sitting at the table. I mean, the kids who steal the Afikoman and they run all over, maybe they have a Hesach Hadas, but not the adults, right? So what's the problem? Right? There's no Hesach Hadas. What are you making another Bar Pirag Ofen for? You make a Bar Pirag Ofen for Kiddush, right? And then you have, I don't know, other wine in the middle of the meal. You make another Bar Pirag Ofen? Why? No one make another Bar Pirag Ofen. So why here should you make another Bar Pirag Ofen? So the Mechaber, Paskin, is like the Rosh. Mechaber says, you don't make another Bar Pirag Ofen on the second coast. The coast of Birchas HaMazon? The coast of Birchas HaMazon is a different coast. The meal is batch 6. You have to make another Bar Pirag Ofen? Fine. But not the second coast. Not the second coast. Comes the Ramah, and he passes like the Rif. Ramah says the Minig Ashkenazim is to make a Bar Pirag Ofen on each coast. So which sheet is right? Which sheet is more intuitive? Would you think the Rush is right or the Rif is right? Should you make a Bar Pirag Ofen on the second coast or not? What do you think? Ariel, what do you do? The Rush sounds right to you. Right? I wonder why. Very good. Right, the Rush sounds right to you? Should. You paskin like Maran, right, the Mechaber. You only make a Bar Pirag Ofen on the first coast, not the second one. But the Ashkenazim, I think the Rif sounds right, right? Right, the Ramah says you make a bracha on each coast. Why should you make a bracha on each coast? The Rush is right. There's no Hesach Hadas, so what are you making another bracha for? The answer is Hesach Hadas is only a factor when the bracha is what kind of a bracha? But that's not what this bracha is. The whole idea of the Dalek Kosis is we put the parts of the Seder, we say parts of the Seder over a coast. So we say Kiddush on the coast, and then we say Haggadah on the coast, we say Birchas HaMazon on the coast, we say Hallel on the coast. So every coast is really on a chelek of the Seder. What's the Bar Pirag Ofen for? What's the coast for? It's to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Birchas HaShevach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to be Meshabeach Him. Essentially, the Seder is all about Shevach. It's all a big Hallel. Right? There's a Kiddush, and there's Haggadah. Haggadah is all about to thank Hashem for we had such a hard Shiva, but He took us out. Right, He gave us a geula from that Shiva. Birchas HaMazon, to thank Him for the food. Hallel, that's the final word, right? To thank Him for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, to daven for the ultimate geula. But the Bar Pirag Ofen, that's not a Birchas Hanen. It functions as a Birchas Hanen, right? It has a functional capability. You can drink after you make the Bar Pirag Ofen, but it's much bigger than a Birchas Hanen. It's a Birchas HaShevach, really. It's a Birchas HaShevach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to be Meshabech and to say the part of the Seder on Yayin. So if it's a Birchas HaShevach, so then your Birchas HaShevach for the first part of the Seder is not going to cover the second part of the Seder. You make a Birchas HaShevach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to say Kiddush to Him, to sing to Him with the Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder. But that doesn't cover Haggadah, right? Asher Golonu V'Golos HaVaseinu Mitzrayim. It doesn't cover that bracha. That's a different bracha, and you need another Birchas HaShevach for that bracha. I want to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to say this bracha to Him, and to say another bracha to Him, the bracha on Hallel and Birchas HaMazon. It's a different bracha. So if it's not a Birchas HaNenin, so then it makes a lot of sense to say a Bar Pirag Ofen on each bracha, on each chelek of the Seder. Obviously the Rosh argues, but the Rif makes a lot of sense if we assume that sometimes a Bar Pirag Ofen is not a Birchas HaNenin. Again, it functions as a Birchas HaNenin to be Matir Shtiyah, but fundamentally it's a Birchas HaShevach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to say Shevach to Him, to say Hallel to Him, to say Brachas to Him. So it could be that Bar Pirag Ofen functions differently. It's not like Hamotzi. Hamotzi is a Birchas HaNenin. So that's why the Ri and Tosus and Psachim, the Minig, the first day of Tosus and Brachas, assumes that if you make both the Birchas HaNenin and the Birchas HaMitzvah on the Prusa, that would be Chavilas. Because Hamotzi is a Birchas HaNenin. It's not like Bar Pirag Ofen. But Kiddush is different because Bar Pirag Ofen, even though it functions as a Birchas HaNenin, but fundamentally it's a Birchas HaShem. Okay. This is the first sheet then. Yes, Tobin.
Seems like a really big Kiddush to say that Bar Pirag Ofen is a Birchas HaShevach.
I just proved it to you. The Rif is the proof. The Rif is the proof There's a proof in Tosim Sachem from Birchas Eris and Birchas Nisuin. There's a Ramah about Birchas Hamila. This is a whole shir unto itself, but I'm just giving you a snippet. Just a snippet, but there's a lot more there. There are many, many. I know it's a Chiddush, but sometimes we have to see things in a broader context. When you see this idea over and over again, I'll give you an example. When you make Kiddush on a kos, do you have to drink from that kos? Hamavarech tzarech sheyitum, the Gemara says. So why do you have to drink from the kos? Why do you think you have to drink from the kos?
Because you made a
bar piag often. Yeah, anytime you make a birchas aneni, you got to drink. Right? But not everyone agrees with that. There's one rishon that says that the reason why you have to drink from the kos is because if not, it'll be a gnai for the kos. But here, you're making the bar piag often on the kos, you're making the birchas hamitzvah on the kos, you're not going to drink from the kos. It's like saying, I don't like the kos. Like I'm not going to connect with the kos so much. What kind of a strange notion is that? It's a birchas aneni. It's a birchas aneni. You have to drink from the kos. So this, again, that also proves this idea that it's more than just a birchas aneni. It's more than just a birchas aneni. It's some kind of a birchas hashevach. So you don't really technically have to drink from the kos. It's enough just to make the bracha on the kos. That might be enough. That might be enough. Okay, this is one sheet in Tosfos. Drew. Can't hear.
Going back to Chilun a little bit, how does it work with Leishiv HaSukkah?
What do you mean? Leishiv HaSukkah? Leishiv HaSukkah is a Berchas HaMitzvah, yeah.
And you say Agafen and you say
Leishiv. No. Say Leishiv on the Sukkah and Agafen on the Kos. Right? We're saying a Leishiv HaSukkah, now we have to, we're eating in the Sukkah. So that's a Berchas HaMitzvah. That's different. The bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah, you have to say because you're eating in the sukkah. So what are you supposed to do? You're making a birchas hanenin, right? And so I can't make Leishiv HaSukkah. You're making Leishiv HaSukkah on your yeshiva b'sukkah. That doesn't mean sitting. It means living in the sukkah. So the achila that you're about to do is just one example of your living in the sukkah. You're going to eat. You're going to drink. You're going to sleep. You're going to spend time in the sukkah. It's a different type of bracha. You're not really making a Leishiv HaSukkah on this kos. I'm not sure how to formulate the answer, but it can't be chavilas, right? The bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah is not on the kos; it's on the yeshiva b'sukkah. The kos is like a hechatimtza of the yeshiva b'sukkah. As Chazal will only kovea the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah on achil or ashtia of keva. But you're not really making the Leishiv HaSukkah on the coast. You're making the Leishiv HaSukkah on the living in the sukkah. It's a different type of bracha. Okay. This is the first day of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Menachem Ivin obviously argues. And he holds you make the al achilas matzah and hamotzi on the prusa. Right? So I understand why he holds it's not chavilas. Tosfos told you why. Rabbeinu Menachem holds not chavilas because birchas hanen and birchas hamitzvah are never chavilas. He brings it right from Kiddush. Okay, it's not chavilas. But why does he bedafka say that you should recite the hamotzi on the prus? Okay, it's not a problem of chavilas, but like it sounds like he bedafka wants you to do that. Why not recite each bracha on a different cheftz? It's nice. Pass around the wealth, right? What's this idea? He bedafka wants to make both brachas on the prusa. Why is that necessary? Look, the fact that the bracha l'chilas matzah is recited on the prusa, that I get. Right? Why do you recite the brachas hamitzvah on the prusa? Why? Two words. Why? Lechemoni, exactly. It's lechemoni, right? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of achilas matzah is lechemoni. So I get it. L'chilas matzah has to be recited on the prusa. But what's the inyan? What's the inyan that he wants to recite the hamotzi on the prusa too? Say the hamotzi on the shleima. Was is schlecht? Say the hamotzi on the shleima. Why bedafka say it on the prusa? So the Ran in Psochim suggests one answer. The Ran and Chofeya Mebeis in Psochim. Kol modem bepesach shemini prusa besoch shleima butzeh. This is page 1. Vaday ala prusa yivarech lechol matzah. Make on the prusa because that's what lechemoni is. It's all about the prusa, all about the mitzvah. Yeah, for sure. Some hold, that's the minik. Some hold, you make the amotzi on the shleim. Veloni here, says the Ran. The tvei odiv levruche amotzi befrusa gufa. The isavda b'chodo mitzvah. You did one mitzvah with it, so do another one. Kedyamina de mahadri rabbanon levruche amotzi arifta de eruve yudahol v'isavet b'chodo mitzvah l'isavet b'achriti. We know that when Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos, so we make what's called an Eruv Tavshilin. Right? We have something that we bake and something that's cooked. We have a matzah and an egg, that's the minig. And we say, with this Eruv, it should be mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Normally you shouldn't be able to do that, but this makes it mutter. It's all complicated. It's cheshbon, why it makes it mutter. It's like you're starting the hachana from before, so you're able to continue. You can do hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So the minig is that we eat the Eruv for Shalosh Shudas. Eat the Eruv for Shalosh Shudas. Kahol v'savda bei mitzvah chada, l'savda bei mitzvah achrit. You made the Eruv, so we're going to be Yotzei Sura Shabbos with that too. So says the Ran, this is the same idea. It's the same idea. If the Birchas HaMitzvah you're going to recite on the Prusa, so do another mitzvah on that too. It's good to do another mitzvah on that. It's not chavilos chavilos, right? It's not chavilos chavilos. It's not chavilos chavilos because brichas hanenah and brichas hamitzvah is never chavilos chavilos. They're two different types of bracha, but it's an inyan. So once you're doing an inyan of a mitzvah with this chefzah, so do another bracha like that too. Do both brachas on that chefzah. Very interesting idea. Like these seem to be mirror images of each other. Eidos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos means don't do mitzvahs in bunches. And here it sounds like if you do a mitzvah with one chef to do it with another. Like you shook a lulav in Esrig, right? Use the lulav on Sukkis. So now do another mitzvah with the lulav. What's the other mitzvah we do with the lulav? What's the other mitzvah we do with the lulav? Beer chametz. It's quoted in the poskim. Mishnah Berurah says you use your lulav. You'll find people, if you go to a beer chametz, people bring their lulav. They're going to shake the lulav there? No, they throw it onto the heap, right? Onto the fire. It's not really doing another mitzvah. The mitzvah is the beer, right? Right? But you need the fire to do the beer. Right? You're not destroying chametz with the lulav, but yeah, it's helping another mitzvah. Right? Since you did one mitzvah with the lulav, do another mitzvah with the lulav. So it's interesting, they seem to be opposites of each other. Sometimes you don't want to do two mitzvahs with one chavtza, sometimes we do. But in this context, since chavilas doesn't apply, so it's good to do two brachas with the same chavtza. Why not? You said one bracha with it, so say another bracha with it. That's how the Ran understands. The Rif and the Rambam seem to give another reason. Okay, they seem to give another reason. Because the Machlokas are showing him, how many matzahs do we have at the Seder night? And so far we've talked about a shlema and a prusa. But is that really all we have? Well, it depends whose seder you're sitting at. Right? Most Rishonim assume, how many matzahs do we have? We know this, right?
Three.
Keneged what?
Keneged
Israel and Tanakh. We know. Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm sure there's a lot of depth to it. But leaving out all the different times. But there are three matzahs, right? What's the halachic reason for the three matzahs? Not calling Levi Yisrael the Torah of Yom Kippur. What's the halachic reason for the three matzahs?
Lechemishne,
exactly. So Tosis and Psochim touches on this. Right? Tosis and Psochim, in the beginning, we saw the re at the end of Tosis, but Tosis and Psochim says, Akub Tezayin, says Chayiv L'Tzor Al Shnei Kikaros. Hakol Modim LeInyan Pesach Shemeinia Prusa B'Soch Hashleim Osubotzeya Perish. Afilu Man De'Amar Mevarich Al Hashleim Apotim Tapsisim Modim LeInyan Pesach De'Ne Mevarich Al Hashleim Ela Ala Prusa. Yeah. The Kamer Baser Hachi, the Amar of Chibar Abba, Beshabbos Chayiv Livtzor Al Shnei Kikaros, Nemu Lachtu Lecha Mishnah. Vikar Milsed, the Rav Chibar Abba, Beperek Kol Kisvei. Elohachi Maisi Osam Acha Pesach Lomashitzorach Shom Matzah Shlishis Mishum Lechem Mishnah. Says Tosus, what does the Gemara Bracha say? Hakol Modem Pesach the Beinon the Meni Apus Besol Shleva Botzeya. And then the Gemara quotes Chayev Livtsoa Al Shtei Kikaros B'Shavish and Emel Loktu Lechem Mishnah. What's the Gemara mentioning that? What do the two have to do with each other? One Gemara is talking about Prusa and Shleima. The other Gemara is saying that you need two Shleimas, two Kikaros. It comes to us and says the Gemara is adding. Gemara is Mosif that yes, you have a Shleima and a Prusa, and you make a bracha l'achilas matzah and maybe the hamotzi on the Prusa, but don't forget that you need a third matzah too. You need a third matzah with the other Shleima. And even though the first part of the Gemara is talking about a Shleima and a Prusa, but don't forget the third matzah. You need two Shleimas because it's no different than any other yomtiv. The night of the Seder is like is a yomtiv, so you need shtei kikaros to be botzan shtei kikaros because of lechem mishnah. No different. This is how Tosfos learns. This is our Rov Rishonim. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, very famous Rambam. Rambam says in Ilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Ches Halochavav. Rambam writes, Chametz Umatzah. Perek Ches Halochavav. V'lokeach shnei rekikin. V'cholak echa mehen, v'meniach paras l'toch shalim, v'mavarech hamotzi. V'mavarech hamotzi. V'keach shnei rekikim, v'cholak echa... When did the Rambam do yachatz? Right? You know, the kadei, sure. Right? They sing the same nigga? Right? When did he do yachatz? It wasn't yachatz magid. He did magid yachatz. It just doesn't sound right with a nigga. He did yachatz right before motzi matzah. V'lokeach shnei rekikim, he mentions all of magid already. You mentioned the thing, halacha gimel dalet, hey. The Rambam had yachatz right before motzi matzah. Lokesh, I don't know how the kids would steal the afikoman then. But whatever, we'll worry about that another time. You take the two rekikin, you cholik one, meniach poros letoch shalim, and you make a hamotzi. So just one second, what's missing from the Rambam? Meniach poros letoch shalim, mevarech hamotzi? What happened to Yelecha Mishnah? Umitnemayin, and mevarech hashtei kikosh kishayam tovim, mishum shenem alechem oni? Dr. Rambam, you don't have shtei kikaros shleimos on Leil HaSeder. It's only 1.5 matzahs. The Rambam had 1.5 matzahs on the Leil HaSeder. And that's what the Rif had too. The Rif said that we only have 1.5 matzahs on the Leil HaSeder. Om Shmuel lechem oni lechem shalom lavdvarn. Tainami hochi. Dovarache lechem oni madaka shaloni befusa kan befusa. Hilkov says the Rif, but Pesach mevarchinan al chodo uprusa, al v'shayom tovim batzinan al tarti refiosa shleim to kishabes. The Amar Rav Abba chayev adam levtzol shteki kor shleim as b'shabes. My time I love to lechem mishnah. Talk the Rif on Leila said that we make hamotzi on 1.5 matzahs. On every other Shabbos and Yom Tov we make on 2 shleimins. So the Rif interprets the Gemara and Brachas differently. Tosus says the Gemara Brachas is saying a tosefes. Right? The Gemara gives an addition. You have your brachas set up, right? You're going to be mevarech on the prusa on the Seder night. Even if normally, even like that day that holds, if you have the psisim gedolim and the shleima, you make a brach on the shleima. But on the Seder night, you will make a brach on the prusa. Question is, which brach you make? But you will make a brach on the prusa. And then Tosa says, now the Gemara adds, but you still need a third matzah for Lechem Mishnah. Comes there and says, no. The Gemara is not adding. It's contrasting. It's saying on the Seder night, Yomeniach Prusa B'toch Shleima U'Botzeya, but on other Yom Tovim, like on Shabbos, you have two Shleimas. But here you don't have two Shleimas. It's not adding to the previous line of the Gemara. It's contrasting the previous line. On the Seder night, you only have 1.5 Seder Rif and the Rambam. On every other Yom Tov and Shabbos, you have Lechem Mishnah of two Shleimas. That's how the Rif understands. Now, what does that mean? Why should that be true? Why is the Leil HaSeder any different? Manishtana Leil HaSeder mikol Leila Yom Tov. Right? Add a fifth kasha. What's the answer, says the Rif? Two words? Ellie? Rachamoy, there you go. That's your line. That's your line in the play. Lechem Oni, says the Rif. Ube Pesach also lechem Oni v'gora lepalga dechoda. The din lechem Oni came and it split the matzah. You think the person does yachas? No, the din lechem Oni comes, splits the matzah, and now you have lechem mishnah of 1.5. The din lechem Oni is a din daraisa, right? The din lechem Oni is a din daraisa. So it transforms, the din lechem oni of the Leil HaSeder transforms the din of lechem mishnah on the Seder night. Now it's not shlemos, it's 1.5. Now the fact that you have shlemos, that's a din derabon, right? You could have had lechem mishnah, the kiyum derais of lechem mishnah could have been with 2 pieces. Now Chachamim say you should have 2 shlemos. But the din of lechem oni of the Seder night comes and is mevatel that din derabon of 2 shlemos, because you have to have a kiyum of lechem oni. And the kiyum of lechem oni, when should the kiyum of lechem oni be? When you're saying Hamotzi at the time of Betzia Sapas, Motzi Matzah, that's the Rif and the Rambam. So the Rif and the Rambam assume the Grand Brachas is creating a contrast. That normally, every Yom Tov, there's Lechem Mishnah of Shtei Shleimus. On Pesach night, not. It's 1.5 because Lechem Oni changes everything. Lechem Oni changes everything. And Tos says, no, Lechem Oni is very important. Medako Shloni Befusa Avka Befusa, the Bracha Lechiles Matzah is set on the Prusa and a Chanami. But you need Lechem Mishnah. You need Lechem Mishnah, so of course you need 2 shlemos. And that's exactly what the Rush points out. The Rush is very troubled with this riff. He shries Chai V'Kayim against this riff. That's the Rush Emsachim on page 3. The Rush, after he quotes the riff, he says, V'lo Nira, 3 lines before the end bracket. V'lo Nira, the Mishnah Pesach Lini Lechem Mishnah. Why did Pesach lose out? Says the Rosh, my inyan ze eitzel ze. What's the difference? There are 2 halachas here, says the Rosh. There's a din of lechem oni, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but there's a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah too. For the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, that's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so you have to have shleimus for that mitzvah b'fnei atzma. You have to have shleimus for that mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Rav Shechter points out in one of his svarim that the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rif, is do we look at these halachas as tzvei dinim? Is there a mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tif? Right? Is there a mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tif? What is Sudas Yom Tif involved? The part of the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov involves Lechem Mishnah. Right? Lechem Mishnah is part of that's how we define Sudas Yom Tov. Betzias HaPas, and Lechem Dinim of Betzias HaPas, Lechem Mishnah. Right? This is part of Sudas Yom Tov. That applies to all Yom Tov. But then there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's only on the Seder night. It's a different halacha. Lechem Oni affects the second halacha, doesn't affect the first halacha. The Rosh assumes that these are Tzvei Dinim. Tzvei Dinim, Tabriska Rosh, Tzvei Dinim. The two are not going to conflict with each other. They exist simultaneously. That's how he interpreted the Gemara Brachas. It's a Tosefes. There's a din of Lechem Oni, that's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, but then there's a din of Sudas Yom Tov. Sudas Yom Tov has its own halachas. It has its own group of halachas that come along with it. They're not in conflict with each other. You're mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah with a prusa, but you're mekayim the mitzvah of sudas yom tov and lechem mishnah with 2 shlemos. Comes the riff and the rambam, and they say no. On the Seder night, these two become a unit. Lechem only redefines the mitzvah of sudas yom tov. It redefines the mitzvah that now lechem mishnah has to be fulfilled with a kiyum of lechem oni. Madako shaloni befusa, kam befusa. So we're Makayim, the Betzias HaPas, and the Din of Lechem Mishnah with a Prusa, with 1.5 matzahs, right? With the Sholem and the Prusa, because Lechem Oni is such a powerful halacha on the Seder night that it redefines other halachas. These aren't 2 separate halachas. Lechem Oni redefines the halacha of Sudas Yom, the mitzvah of Sudas Yom. And that's why the Rif and the Rambam hold it. You're supposed to have 1.5 matzahs. You don't have two full matzahs. You don't have two full matzahs. So based on the Rosh, we can explain Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina differently. Right? We get there's a more depth to Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina. We thought Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina, again, Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina says what? He says that both the Bracha L'chilas Matzah and the Bracha Samotzi are recited on the Prusa. So he said, what's the Machlokas? Right? He says both are recited on the Prusa. The first Deya, the Minig, is that you recite one, you recite a Motzi on the Shleima and the Bracha L'chilas Matzah on the Prusa. So we said that the Shita that holds that you recite a separate Bracha on the Shleima and the Prusa, that Shita holds that it would be Chavilas Chavilas. That it would be Chavilas Chavilos to recite the Birchas HaNenin and the Birchas HaMitzvah on the same Chavitz, right? So we said Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina obviously disagrees. It's not Chavilas Chavilos. But why did he say Bedafka? Why did he say Bedafka that you should recite both Brachas on the Prusa? Now, why did he say Bedafka you should recite both Brachas on the Prusa? So the Ran says, Kevan the Ovid Be Mitzvah Choda, Navid Be Mitzvah Chrit. The Ran says that if it's not Chavilas Chavilos, so once you're doing a mitzvah, one mitzvah, with a certain chefza, one bracha you're saying one chefza, so recite the second bracha and that chefza too. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it, based on the Rif and the Rambam, is that maybe Rabbeinu Menachem holds that if Lechem Oni redefines the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtiv, then it's better to recite the Birchas HaMotzi on the Prusa. If the concept of Lechem Oni redefines Sudas Yamtiv and changes the number of matzahs, or the type of kikar that you have for Lechem Mishnah, if now you're going to have Lechem Mishnah of 1.5, so why shouldn't Lechem Oni tell me that the Birchas HaMotzi is the bracha on the Sudas Yamtiv, on the matzah, the matzah, the lechem, right? Why shouldn't that bracha be recited on the Lechem Oni? That bracha is part of Sudas Yamtiv. So it's not just Kevin the Ovid Be Mitzvah Chod, the Navi Be Mitzvah Chidi. No, Rabbeinu Menachem could be saying that the koveya on the Seder night is Lechem Oni. And we try to do everything with the Lechem Oni. So first of all, we're only going to have 1.5 matzahs. We redefine Lechem Mishnah. But also, why not recite the Hamotzi on the Prusa as well? Why not recite the Hamotzi on the Prusa as well? Because we want to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Sudas Yamtiv, with the Lechem Oni. We don't want to say, oh, these are two separate mitzvahs. No, we want to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Sudas Yamtiv, with Lechem Oni. So it would be appropriate, Rabbeinu Menachem says, to recite the Birchas HaMotzi on the Prusa, because that's a way of fulfilling every aspect of Sudas Yamtiv with the Lechem Oni itself. And the Rosh says, no, absolutely not. Right? The Rosh would say, these are totally separate halachas. The Minig, the Re and Tosim Sachem would say, no, HaMotzi should be recited on the Shleima. Lechem Oni is a different halacha. There's a din of Lechem Oni, but there's a din of Sudas Yamtiv, and never the twain shall meet. Sudas Yamtiv, you should not fulfill with the Prusa. You should fulfill that b'chashivus. Fulfill that with two shleimis. And the Minig, the Rosh, would say that better to make the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shleima. Why is it any different than any other Yamtiv? The mitzvah of Sudas Yamtiv is different than the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. They're not the same. You do Lechem Oni with the Prusa. You do Sudas Yamtiv with the Shleima. So if you do Sudas Yamtiv with the Shleima, you should have two Shleimas. If you do Sudas Yamtiv with the Shleima, make the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shleima. Don't make it on the Prusa. Don't make it on the Prusa. It could be the whole Machlokas Rishonim. What bracha to recite on the matzah? It's not a technical Machlokas. This could be super fundamental. Are we assuming that Sudas Yamtiv, Lechem Oni are two different halachas, that Tzvei Dinim, and we do different things with each? You say, no, it's one unit. The Lechem Oni redefines the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtiv on the Seder night. And therefore, one should only have 1.5 matzahs. Therefore, the Birchas HaMotzi should be recited on Lechem Oni. It shouldn't be recited on the Shleim. Another nafkamina to this shaila, whether Sudas Yamtiv is different than Lechem Oni on the Seder night, or it's really one unit, is how much do you have to eat from each matzah? How much do you eat? I mean, we know you have to eat a kezias to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. But do we eat a certain amount from the other matzah? Do we have to eat from the other matzah? Like, what's the din? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about that. Shulchan Aruch says, it's tough ayin hay. Says, after washing Tafayin Hesif Aleph. This is page 5. Tafayin Hesif Aleph. Yikach Hamatzis Kesedah Shenicha Mapusa Ben Edvein Shtei Hashleimus V'yochaz In V'yado V'yivarech Hamotzi V'yalachilas Matzah V'yachach Yivtza Me'ashleimu Ha'alyonu Me'apusa M'shtei V'yachach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, skipping a little bit, V'yochlim Be'aseba V'yachad Kezayis Mikol Echot. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that you have to eat a kezayis of each matzah. Eat a kezayis of the Shleima and a kezayis of the Prusa. Right? The minig is we hold all three matzahs together. We hold the three matzahs together, make the hamotzi with all three matzahs. That way you have two shleims. Okay? Those who follow the Rif and the Rambam will have one and a half. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, says that you have two shleims. So you hold them. Then after hamotzi, you drop the bottom out. Don't drop it so hard, but it doesn't really matter. It can break. You leave that for Korich. Right? That's the end of Tosis and Psachim and Kuv Design. You leave the bottom matzah for Korich. Ksuvim. Right? Yisro. Right? You leave the bottom matzah for Korich. Then you make the Brichas HaMitzvah. You make the bracha L'chilas Matzah really on the Prusa. You really should put down the top and the bottom and leave the Prusa and make the Brichas HaMitzvah on the Prusa. But that's too complicated. Right? You're going to drop. So we just drop the bottom matzah. But you're really making the bracha l'chilas matzah on the prusa. And then what do you do? What do you do? So says the mechaber, you eat a kezayis from each, from the shleima on top, and from the prusa in the middle. Now, if you have a lot of people sitting at your seder, not everyone's going to have a kezayis. So the minig is we give them a kezayis from whatever matzahs we have, and then we give them a piece of each, of the shleima, of the prusa, so that they get a little bit from both brachas. But technically speaking, if a person is eating alone, right? If these are his personal matzahs, he'd be able to have a kezayis from each. But says the Mechaber, you got to eat a kezayis for motzi and a kezayis for matzah. So either you're eating a kezayis from each, or you're eating a kezayis for motzi and a kezayis for matzah. Right? That's the minute. You have those laminated cards, right, that tell you exactly what the colors, the R, I don't know if this is orange or red or whatever. Right? You've got the laminated cards. So there's the size for the koreich and the size for the motzi matzah and the apikoman. Apikoman gets two kezayisim also for a different reason, not for now. This is getting two kezayisim. Koreich gets one kezayis. Kezayis of matzah, kezayis of mora. But only one kezayis of matzah, it's a smaller shear. If you look at the laminated thing, it's not half. Like, I mean, we know how to cut something in half. It doesn't cut in. No, for Koret, it's a more chomer de kashita, because it's less matzah, so they have more chomer shita. It's not quite half, but okay, whatever. Motzi matzah, the two kezayis. Two kezayis. One kezayis is from the shlema, one kezayis is from the prusa. Why? You know, what's two kezayis for? You have to eat a kezayis. You got to eat a kezayis for matzah. You have to eat a kezayis for hamotzi. Kezayis for hamotzi? But you can't make a hamotzi and eat less than a kezayis? What does that mean? You got to eat a kezayis for the hamotzi? So I know you're supposed to wash only on a kezayis, and you don't make a bruch on the washing unless you have a kebeza. Okay. But technically speaking, for birchas hanenin, how much do you have to eat to be otzi a birchas hanenin? Kol shu. Right, with it. Tosis and brachas on Monday. Yes, right? We talked about it this Sunday. What's the Mechaber saying? You need a kezayis? Why do you need a kezayis? So comes the Mishnah Berurah and explains, I'll tell you why. Because hamotzi, the brichas hamotzi is going on the shleima. The bracha l'chilas matzah is going on the prusa. Yesh poskim shesom, the brichas hamotzi koya la prusa, brichas l'chilas matzah koya la shleima. L'chein tzorah kezayis, l'chein tzorah mikol achas kezayis. Interesting, it's backwards. Right. Some say the Brichas HaMotzi is on the Prus and the Alachilas Matzah is on the Shleima. I'm not sure where that came from. Interesting. That's a little backwards. Yeah. Okay. So therefore you need a kezayis for each. Why? The Mishnah Berurah himself in the Bir Halacha is why? Why can't one kezayis work for both? Dr. Shechter, it's very beautiful according to the way we're explaining that if the rush is right, if there really are tzvei dinim over here, there's sudas yamtiv and there's achilas matzah. These are two halachas. So if these are two halachas, then you shouldn't be yotzei the two mitzvahs with the same kezayis. You shouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of sudas yamtiv. Hamotzi is on the mitzvah of sudas yamtiv. Achilas matzah and the mitzvah of matzah. You shouldn't be yotze both mitzvahs with the same chefts, with the same kezayis. Why? Because that would be what? Chavilas. So according to the Rosh, avada, you should have two different kezayis. One for Sudas Yom Tov, one for Achilas Matz. According to the Rif and the Rama, what should you do? According to the Rif and the Rama, should you have two kezayisim? Can you have two kezayisim? Yes or no? Would you? No! You should not have two kezayisim according to the Rif and the Rama. You bedavka should have one kezayis. Because everything is about lechem oni. Lechem oni redefines the mitzvah. You're fulfilling Sudas Yom Tov with lechem oni. So why have a different kezayis? That's like separating. That's like separating between the two mitzvahs. Be yotzi the two mitzvahs together. That's not chavilas chavilos. That's the halacha. The halacha is lechem oni redefines Sudas Yom Tov on the Seder night. So if it redefines Sudas Yom Tov, it makes sense you should the dafka have one kezayis. The dafka have one kezayis. So the Shulchan Aruch, it seems, the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that that these really are two different mitzvahs. That they're two different mitzvahs. And we understand that you should have two kezayisim, each kezayis to fulfill a different mitzvah. Yes.
Based off of the Ram we saw earlier, the comment and explained the Rebbeinu Menachem for us, wouldn't still, according to Rebbeinu Menachem, you'd be able to say, you've accomplished both mitzvahs with those one kezayis?
So the Ram is saying, Kevin the Ovid Bein Chodah Mitzvah, Navid Bein Mitzvah Achriti. Yeah, so you gotta know when that applies. Right? That's the problem. The Ram is that svar is a very difficult svar. It sounds like that svar doesn't apply when you have two mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs that you're trying to accomplish at the same time. Kevin the Ovid Bein Chodah Mitzvah, Navid Bein Mitzvah Achriti means that if you fulfill the mitzvah with this chefza at point X, and now, a few days later, or a little while later, there's another opportunity to do a mitzvah. So then we'll say, oh, you use the mitzvah, you use that chapter of that mitzvah, use it again. But that's not what we're talking about over here. Here, we have two mitzvahs right in front of us. And the question is, this chapter, I'm going to do one mitzvah with that, and then another mitzvah, right after the other. That's chavilas chavilas. That's mechzi olav kemasu. That's l'chora, the difference between the two principles. They seem to be mirror images of each other, they're not. They don't apply in the same class. The Ram's principle is that if you used a chefza for a mitzvah at some point in time, so use it again at a different point in time. But here you're doing two mitzvahs at the same time. That we don't do with one chefza, because that looks like a masa. It's merziol of the masa. Okay. This is the sugya of Sudas Yom Tov Lechem Oni, which brachas to make on which matzahs. How does the principle of Einos Mitzvahs Chavilas apply to the Seder night? One thing is clear. Okay? One thing is clear from this discussion. Right? And that is that even the Rif and the Rama who holds that on the Seder night you have 1.5 matzahs, but they hold there is a din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. That's clear. It's just they redefine Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night because of Lechem Oni. So just to conclude the shir, I want to share with you one final idea. That is, where'd they get this from? Does that even make sense? The Rif writes Beferish, right? That on a regular Yom Tov, you certainly need Lechem Mishnah. That's how we understood the Gemara in Baruchas, that it's a contrast, right? On the Seder night, and you have Prusa B'toch HaShleimu Botzea, but every other Yom Tov, you need two Shleimus. So he's assuming you need Lechem Mishnah, both on the Seder night and every other Yom Tov, and Shabbos. It's just on the Seder night, Lechem Mishnah is redefined, based on the Prusa. So, I noticed the din of Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. Why is the din of Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? Why? Lock to Lechem Mishnah, but yeah, so. Because the man didn't fall on Shabbos. So they had Lechem Mishnah before Shabbos. But is there a din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? So the Rif says yes. The Rif says yes. Why would there be a din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? Because Mistama. They had a double Erev Yom Tov, same as Erev Shabbos, right? It must be that the man, or to put it differently, the man didn't fall on Yom Tov. The Rif must be assuming that the man didn't fall on Yom Tov. Tosim Sachem also says the same thing. Every Yom Tov and Shabbos is a din of Lechem Mishnah. Tos is the Rif. Everyone assumes that there's a din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. So they all seem to be assuming that the man didn't fall on Yom Tov. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch and Ilchas Yom Tov. Simen Tov Kuv Chav Tev. Develop. chayiv livtzoh al shtei kikaros. You have to be botzeh on two kikaros, on Yom Tov too. They must be assuming that the man didn't fall on Yom Tov. So Tosim Sachem is trouble with this. Tosim Sachem and Kufta Zayin is, how can that be? It's against davening. It's against the Nusach HaTfilah. V'chein Pasach, Rav Alphys, the Tzarek Levtzah, Shtei Kikaros, B'Yom Tov, Ba'atam V'Yishayah Lecha Mishnah, Yorid Ba'arvi Yom Tov, V'Kosha, Shana Mispalim, Ba'ata Kidashta, U'Ve'rachto Mikol Ayom, V'Kidashto Mikol Azmanim. We say on Shabbos, you were Mevorech Shabbos, and you were Mekadesh Shabbos. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevorech Shabbos and Mekadesh? Brocha means Tosefes, and Kedusha is Prisha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added something to Shabbos, and he took away something from Shabbos. So what is that? So the Medrash says, Berchu B'mon, V'Kidsho B'mon. Berchu B'mon, that there was double Erev Shabbos, extra. V'Kidsho B'mon, there was no mon on Shabbos. The Nusach HaTfilah says that applied to Shabbos. If not, then it's not Berachtu Mikol Azmanim. Berachtu Mikol Yom V'Kidashtu Mikol Azmanim. It's not true. Yom Tov is the same. Yom Tov is the same. Mashma B'Yom Tov Hayaman Yorei. Difficult. How can there be Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? Sounds like the man was Yorei. On Nusach HaTfilah sounds like the man was Yorei on Yom Tov. The emphasis is there's a machlokes midrashim about this. Even though we assume like that medrash that the man didn't fall on Yom Tov, but there are midrashim chalukim. Toast and Beitza, for example, quotes a different medrash on Beza Mebez, the first sugi in Masechta Beitza. Toast says Tema the kan mashrish yaman lo hayyar biyom tov could appear as Rashi. There's a gemara there that sounds like the man didn't fall on Yom Tov. The Ha'amar Vayivarech Vayikadosh. Vayivarech Vayikadosh, right? Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i. It doesn't say Vayivarech Vayikadosh anyway. It says Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadosh also. He left out the middle. The kids. Vayivarech Vayikadosh Berachu B'man V'Kitcho B'man. She B'Shabbos Lo Hoya Yorid Man. Avu B'Yom Tov Hoya Yorid. Stachapela. Fractoi Stachapela. It's against the Gemara. The Yishlomah De Medrashim Chalukim. Kedei Yisub Medrash Shabbos Lo Yia. L'rabos Yom HaKippurim, lo yiyeh bo, l'rabos Yomim Tovim, shlo hayo yori b'man. There's another medrash, a riboy from the Pesukim Parshas B'Shalach, that maybe the man was not yori b'yom tov either. So Anus HaTfilah is not like that. So machlokes midrashim. Machlokes midrashim. Interesting. But how do we paskin? The fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that we have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov sounds like we're paskening that we assume the man did not fall on Yom Tov, even though that's against the Nusach HaTfilah that we have on Shabbos. Okay. The lashon of the Nusach HaTfilah is that Shabbos is special. Yom Tov is like included in Shabbos for this halacha. That's apparently the pshat. But it's clear from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch assumes that the man was not yored on Yom Tov. And that's why we have Lechem Mishnah. But that's very difficult. Before I tell you why it's difficult, let's get your kasha. Yes.
Yeah. Practically, according to the Man Amar, that the Man didn't fall on Yom Tov. Then what happens when Yom Tov falls out on Sunday? Triple on Erev Shabbos?
I guess so. I guess that's what they had.
Yep. So you have like a...
They had three?
Triple, three challahs.
What's double? Double, triple, yeah. Right, you have the ice cream with like one, then you have two, and you have three. Is that a problem? I guess not.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Right? I guess not. I guess they had a triple. They must have had a triple. I don't know. I wasn't there. Yes.
Why are we not bothered by the fact that it's a machlokas mitzias between the midrashim? Meaning it's not even a machlokas mitzias.
I hear. Don't know. Right? Normally we don't like a machlokas mitzias. You're right. The Rebbe was not into machlokas mitzias. And this one we can't like redefine. Normally we say, it's not a machlokas mitzias. Everyone agrees with the mitzias. The question is, what mitzias do you need for the halacha? But here it's machlokas whether yes or no. Yeah. And you would say, and my dahava hava? No, that's not a kasha, my dahava hava, because my dahava is hava now, right? Depending on whether the month fell or not, would determine whether we have lechem mishnah on Yom Tov or not. What's my kasha? My kasha is, it seems like we pass that the month did not fall on Yom Tov. That's why we have lechem mishnah. So that's the case. then why don't we have the other halacha that related to the man on Yom? What's that other halacha?
Shalashudas.
Why don't we have Shalashudas on Yom? The Shulchan Aruch, the same Shulchan Aruch. Same Shulchan Aruch. Says Chayv Letzor Shleki Karos, V'lo Nagu Lasos Bosu the Shlishis. Can't have it both ways. If you have Lechem Mishnah, so you're assuming the man didn't fall on Yom Tov. But if the man didn't fall on Yom Tov, so then you should have Shalashudas too. Why? What Shalashudas? The Chiv of Shalashudas, what's it based on?
Hayom, Hayom,
Hayom, Hayom, right. The Rosh Hashanah, right? Right? Hayom, 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 three times. Ichlu Hayom. Kishabas Hayom Lashem. Hayom lo simtsa'u basadeh. It says three times Hayom, so from that we learn the Chiv of Shalashudas. That's also a halacha that relates to the man. It's also a halacha that relates to the man. How can that be? How can the Shulchan Aruch straddle both sides of the fence? That doesn't work very well. He's contradicting. It says, stira minei obey. Stira minei obey in the Shulchan Aruch. There is a din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov, but there's no din of Shalashudas. So the truth is, there are those that say there is a din of Shalashudas by Yom Tov. According to them, there's no Shaila. Some say the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes like this. Listen to this halacha. Tell me if it's a good deal. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos writes, Perek Lamed Halacha Tes. Chayav Adam Lechol Sholosh Sudos B'Shabbos. Achas Arvus V'Achas Shakris V'Achas Mincha. The Tzorach Lizor B'Sholosh Sudos Eilosh Shul Yudchos Me'en Klam. After each Sholoshudas. B'tzorich l'kvah kol suda mishloshtan al hayayin. The Rambam holds you have to make kiddush even for shalashudas. So you kovea each suda on yayin. V'levtzoa al shtei kikaros, and to have lechem mishnah. V'chein b'yomim tovim, says the Rambam. V'chein b'yomim tovim. Dr. Tour, you see from the Rambam that he holds you need shalashudas on Yom Tov. Because you see, he says it's a chiv of shalashudas, it's a chiv of kiddush, it's a chiv of lechem mishnah, v'chein b'yomim tovim. B'chein b'yamim tovim, says the Beis Yosef, is no raya. It's no raya the Rambam holds you need shalashudas on Yom Tov. Why? What could b'chein b'yamim tovim be going on? What's the last point he makes before b'chein b'yamim tovim? Lechem Mishnah. The Torah didn't think so. The Torah said it goes on all of it. Because if it's only going on Lechem Mishnah, he would have specified b'chein b'yamim tovim chayev l'vtzo ashtekei karas. He says b'chein b'yamim tovim is going on the whole thing. But it's not so muchach in the Rambam. Not so much in the Rambam. Maybe even the Rambam holds that there's no Shalashudas on Yom Tov. But the question is, if there's Lechem Mishnah, how can there not be Shalashudas? How does that make any sense? So the Prisha in his parish on the tour has an interesting answer. The Prisha says, you know why? There's a very big difference between these two halachas. Lechem Mishnah is a function of the Metzias. I know it's a Machlokis Metzias Yehuda, but it's a function of Metzias. Did the man fall on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? If the man didn't fall on that particular zman, then there's Lechem Mishnah. So if it didn't fall on Shabbos, then there's Lechem Mishnah. It's Lechem Mishnah the previous day, so we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. If it didn't fall on Yom Tov, then we'll have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. Lechem Mishnah is a function of the Metzias, whether the man fell or not. But the Pasuk, Ichluhu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lo Simtso'u Basodim. What's the Hayom talking about? That's talking about Shabbos. That's Gzeras HaKosov about Shabbos. It's a Pasuk. That's not a function of the Metzias, Zok the Prisha. That's a function of Hayom. The Hayom is Exeris HaKosov about Shabbos. So because it's Exeris HaKosov, despite the fact that it's a din in Mon, it doesn't matter. Only a halacha that's a function of the Metzias, of whether Mon fell or not, so if Mon didn't fall, so then you'll have the extra din of Lechem Mishnah. So if you pass them like that Medrash, that assumes that the Mon didn't fall on Yom Tov, then you'll have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. But Shalashudas, Shalashudas you're not going to have. Shalashudas is based on a pasuk. The pasuk echlu Hayom is talking about Shabbos. If it's talking about Shabbos, then there's no chiyuv of Shalashudas on Yom Tov. They say the Chazon Ish was machmir to have Shalashudas even on Yom Tov. I guess he was machmir for the Rambam. He assumed maybe like that the Tour's version of the Rambam is correct. So maybe on Yom Tov also there's a chiyuv of Shalashudas. The minig is not to have Shalashudas. The minig is not to have Shalashudas like the Shulchan Aruch, except Achron Shel Pesach. You know, the quote from the Vilna Gaon and the Maaser Rav that he was makbet to have Shalashudas on Achron Shel Pesach. Is that because of Shalashudis? Or is that because of the Gaon's famous Shita? What?
Sudas
HaMashiach. Okay, I don't know about that. We've got to talk about it. But from a halachic standpoint, right, the Gaon and the Meister Rav says that he was very medactic to try to eat as much matzah as he could. He felt that every extra kazayas of matzah was another kiyum in the midst of matzah. So even after the Seder night, he tried to eat more matzah. So because the Yom Tov was leaving, he tried to chaper right, so he had a shalashudah to eat more matzah. So maybe it's not a din of shalashudahs in Yom Tov that he was machmer for, but he just wanted to chaparayin, to get as much of the mitzvah of achilas matzah as he could. We should be zocha to be mekayim all the mitzvahs properly. The mitzvah of sudas yomta, the mitzvah of achilas matzah. We should be zocha to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel all of our mitzvahs, and he should bring us Yeshua's bekayim.
Amen.